Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis on Saturday, July 13th, Two Motions 13. Thursday night, I did a stand-up show at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis with DC Pearson, and I'll play the audio of DC taking on the audience members of that show in the Leonard Maltin game at the end of this shorty, which will be very shortly. We added a 10 o'clock stand-up show in San Diego on Wednesday, July 17th at American Comedy Company because the 8 o'clock Doug Loves Movies is very close to sold out. So get your tickets for both of those, and I'll see you soon, sweet home San Diego. Now, as promised, DC versus MPS. Enjoy. All right, Minneapolis, I'm recording this shit. Yeah. Not fucking around. We're at the Acme Comedy Company. It could be Acme Comedy Club, so I had to double check on the company.
No, Doug, this is a company.
Yeah. C-O, period. And that is DC Pearson, everybody, who is going to... which is going to take on audience members in the Leonard Maltin game to win a fabulous prize package that I will tell you about right now. I will explain to you what's in the prize bag. I always like this part because the crinkling of the prize bag is picked up by my phone and makes for great listening. We've got Hot Off the Presses, Gateway Doug, my latest CD, plus my last one, Smug Life. You don't have to clap for the prizes, but that's cool. A dude recently gave me shirts that say Ganjapreneur on them.
I didn't become a Ganjapreneur by you giving my shit away for free, though. That's what that guy will say.
He included a letter. Should I read the letter? It's a little, a lot of words. But he included a letter that says, "Hello, Doug. Thank you so much for representing Legalize It Apparel. And hopefully one day we'll run into each other at an event. I have enclosed two shirts for you to rock. I will send others from time to time for you to rock. And help me get the word out about my company and legalizations." He wants to legalize many things. Oh, he says he wants me to take pictures in his shirts. I forgot to do that. But anyway, he'll send me more.
So help me God, if I ever find out that you are wearing the shirts instead of rocking them.
This is rocking them, putting them on your shoulder. Wearing them is wearing them. And then also included in this particular prize bag is a $10 iTunes gift card. You can buy, Bets and Interruptions or premium Douglas Movies episodes, including coming up very soon, the Super Tournament of Championships. Yeah, Sam versus Ham. And Matt Bronger. Yeah, Little Wolverine. That's going to be a very exciting, exciting matchup coming up soon. Oh, wait, I forgot some of the prizes. Some of the prizes are still in my armpit. So that's another extra special treat. The CDs will smell like my...
It's like limited edition. They charge more on eBay.
eBay is still a thing.
It is. I bought an iPod there recently. I bought a thing that was popular in 2006 off of a thing that was popular in 2006.
Yeah, live. Let's see those name tags, Minneapolis. We got a few of them. Got some good ones. Some of these may show up again tomorrow, but I like Justin Hart dog. He showed that to me out front. That's a nice one. Derek and the Dominoes. I signed that one, so I've definitely seen that one before. And
should I pick now? Am I?
Yeah. Pick whoever you want, dude.
DC.
He's going with a Django.
That guy was banking on knowing my first name being everything he needed, but this one said Django Unchained, and I picked it because I want to know if this dude's name is Django? Like, it's Django, but with an E. It's the poster from Django Unchained, but with an E. And I just want to know the story.
Yeah, what's your deal?
I made it for the wife, but she is too embarrassed.
The wife? For those of you listening at home, he said he made it for the wife. So, who did you think was the hero of Django Unchained, sir? He shrugged, let the record reflect. So is her name...
Jen, yeah.
Jen! Oh,
Django.
I see.
Jen.
Django. Well, thank you for unchaining her long enough to bring her to the show. Cool poster.
Well, hopefully you'll win something for the little lady.
Thanks, John Wayne.
It's gonna be a good game, Pilgrim. A lot of regressive gender politics.
Which one of you is better at Leonard Maltin? He is? Okay, so you guys, so come on up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
You're gonna have to play against him.
Paul.
Get on up here, Paul. And
Doug, is this the asshole in the
gulf? Yeah, that's a reference from earlier tonight. I had read one of his tweets about how he said he's going to be the asshole in the golf shirt. And now he's up on stage. What a crazy world we live in. Share your microphone with MDC so that we can hear his answers. And audience, in case you don't already know, this is just a competition between DC and Jen. Because that's what I'm going to call him. Because that's what his name tag that he's rolled up, so I can't even see it anymore. Says, "It's okay, Jen. Don't be nervous, Jen." Jen gets to pick a category. Would you like? Wow, there's a lot of coughing going on in here. Could it be the day after 7:10? Would you like? You have my permission to die. And that's movies in which Batman actors die, actors who have played Batman die in other films. Or would you like Golden Showers Playbook? That's movies that begin... Those are movies that begin with P.
the letter P, or finding chemo. Okay, yeah, fuck that category. That's too depressing. Let's go with super rhymey, and that's movies that where there's rhyming words in the title. Which one of those would you like to play, Jen?
I'll take the Batman one.
Batman one. All right, guy in the back is thrilled for your decision.
Sexually gratified by it. Yes.
I want all the Batmans to die while I jerk off to it.
Come on, Adam West's corpse.
Too soon, too soon. He's not even dead yet. The year is 2010. 2.5 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie. That he says about this movie, how much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? That's a harsh opening line. He also says about this movie that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny. And he lists 6 names. And, of course, it's got a Batman actor who dies. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jen?
I'm going to have to go with all 6 on that one.
All 6. That's smart opening bit. Then we go to D.C.
Doug, what year was it again?
The year is 2010.
2010?
Yeah. 2010, A Space Odyssey.
I'm going to go with 4 names, Doug.
Ooh, 4 names, Jen. What are you going to do with that?
You're going to have to go name that movie, I guess,
because I like it. Oh, okay. This is going to be interesting. How are you feeling right now, DC?
Not well, Doug. I was transfixed by somebody's Darth Vader doll in the front row. I missed a good deal of the descriptions. I really appreciate it. Well, he was like motioning with it in a weird way and pointing at it. And I don't know what I'm meant to glean from it, but I think it's bad. I think I might not leave Minneapolis, Doug. For me, so you can hit me with those clues one more time. It might be some of the last words I ever hear. To my girlfriend, I love you. See you on the other side.
2.5 stars, 2010.
2010.
How much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? Asks a very cynical Leonard Maltin. But he also says that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny. And he lists 6 names, of which you get 4. And Val Kilmer is your first name. Then Maya Rudolph. Then Powers Booth.
Doug, the movie is MacGruber.
Yes, it is. Sit the fuck down, Jen. Thank you for playing. Thank you for trying. So we have to get the Darth Vader up here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you got to get up here.
So... yeah, his name tag that he was gesturing with earlier, it says Des Star or Bust, which is a sign that is being held by, like, this is like a vintage Darth Vader doll, right? It feels like, come up, so, you've been selected.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, what you do? You've been chosen.
Yeah, it's got the I'm not that much of a geek. I was like, what could I do? What do I have in my creepy house with all my people hanging up? We've got Doug Hates, you know, the song, you know that stuff. And then it says, can't care is a sticky seat. And then it says,
you know what? Sit down.
So to explain it in English...
You know what? You can explain it to me when we're smoking out in the parking lot after. Let's play the game.
Let's do it. Okay. So your name is Des, yes?
All right,
Des.
His name is Des. And Des...
or Daz.
Des Star. It's like Death Star. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
All right, Dez is into this. Dez gets a big category. Would you like The Past and the Curious? That's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. Or would you like Dis Christofferson? And that's Kris Kristofferson movies that got 2 stars or less from Leonard. Or What You Talk About, Willis? And that's movies where Bruce Willis is heard but not seen.
What You Talking About, Willis? I'll take that category.
Okay, you like that category? Would you like What You Talk About, Willis, from 2006 or 1990?
Let's go 1990.
Oh, interesting. Okay. 1990 is the year of this movie that Leonard Maltin calls militantly offensive. Yeah, and he says that the movie has a climactic apartment fire that may traumatize young children. And Leonard lists 11 names.
Oh,
yeah. 11 names. How many names do you think you need?
I'll go too deep in that ass. I'll go two negative.
Negative two?
Negative two.
He says negative two names, DC.
I don't want him to go too deep in my ass. But I do want him to name that movie.
All right, so you have to name it, and then you have to name
it. Who's talking to?
What are the top two people billed in the movie?
John Travolta and Kirstie Alley?
And what was the title again?
Look Who's Talking, T-O-O, to me.
That is all correct. Oh my God! Dez is a savant.
Take your bag,
take your doll, take your
sock. You can return it to its place of honor in your ass.
I'm in your ass.
Well, congratulations, dude. That was very, very nicely played. Yeah. Negative two. That was very.
I love it. He was like, okay, I'm going to get too deep up in that ass. A movie about babies. Hey.
Crap Kingdom is still in stores?
It's in stores. So. Yeah,
if you're a young adult,
if you're a young adult, you know, and you're listening to this, or if you're anyone, it's a humorous fantasy adventure novel that all ages will enjoy. And then my first book, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To, is also still available. It's a novel, it's science fiction. If you're listening to this, you'll enjoy both of them.
Yeah, if you like books, check them out.
You're into that.
Yeah, this is Doug Love's books.
DC Pearson, everybody. And as always, wait, where's the person who lost? That guy. who's the shit in? Anybody at all?
Probably.
Okay. As always, Prop 8 is a shit in.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his